I'm always interested in how people treat their enemies. It's usually an indication of what sort of threat they consider their enemies to bring, and also self-understanding about their own security, their own power in the situation. It's also an indication of their heart and their mission. And sometimes how people treat their enemies can change depending on these circumstances. Man United supporters didn't used to bother about Man City supporters, but now they're a bit more interested. That's tongue-in-cheek. But you get the idea, do you? We find out a lot about Jesus from the way in which he treated his enemies. And we see in this chapter 13 of John's Gospel this record of what went on at the meal on Maundy Thursday, soon before he was to face his death, how he treated Judas, the one of his 12 chosen disciples, a great friend who was to betray him, and indeed, as John tells us, how Jesus faces the devil, Satan, his enemy. Now we see in this chapter 13 that Jesus was the one who knew who would betray him. Indeed, I don't think the disciples at this stage thought that anyone would betray him. And so that's why Jesus started giving the hints. Can you see in chapter 13, verse 10? 10b. "And you are clean," he says to his disciples, "though not all of you." For he knew, verse 11, who was to betray him. "For this reason," he said, "not all of you are clean." And then again in verses 18 and 19, we see Jesus bringing them back a bit later on in the conversation. "I'm not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is to fulfill the scripture, 'The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me.' I tell you this now, before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he." So here Jesus is pointing out that it is somebody at that meal who will betray him. Somebody who's eating the same bread from the same loaf that they're eating who will betray him. And that's one of the amazing things about how Jesus treats his enemies. What had Jesus done at the start of that meal? He had washed everybody's feet. Had he just washed the feet of those who he knew were still with him and left his enemy unwashed? No. He had washed everybody's feet, Judas's included. And there he was, sharing the meal which he had prepared, which he had arranged. Jesus, do you think he had one table and plenty for those who were still with him and another table for the naughty one? No. Everybody was sharing around Jesus' table, including the one whom Jesus knew was soon to betray him. "The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me." How did Jesus treat his enemies? rather well. At the same time, Jesus knew he needed to tell his disciples what was going on. It's a terrible shock when you find out that somebody who you thought was your friend has in fact betrayed you. And Jesus wanted to prepare his disciples for that shock, which was soon to come. And it would be a big shock, very traumatic. So he told the disciples that this opposition from within was going on. In verse 21, after saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit. It wasn't an easy thing for him, this. Very disturbing, but he knew he needed to follow to tell the rest of the disciples. So he says, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." It was to help them to cope with what was soon to happen. Indeed, Jesus had said something a bit similar when he taught in parables right at the beginning of his ministry. Do you remember the parables of the kingdom, the parable of the sower and the parable of the seed growing? And what else is there in there? There's the parable of the wheat and the weeds, and how the wheat grows in the field, but somebody, an enemy, has come and sowed some other seeds, some weeds in the field, the same weeds, the same field, wheat and weeds. So within the field, you've got good fruit and bad. And Jesus says, let it continue to grow until the harvest at the end. Jesus knew that there was opposition within, right from the start. And so he told his disciples at the start, and now he needs to tell them again to help them cope. He is good to his enemies, and he is good to his friends in the face of his enemies. The disciples were totally flummoxed. They looked at one another, didn't have a clue what was going on. Simon Peter said to John, "Reach over, who is it? Come on, tell us. Who is it?" And so Jesus then takes the initiative to clarify the situation. Jesus answered, verse 26, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I've dipped it in the dish." So he dipped it in the olive oil, which is how they do their bread in the Middle East. And he gave it to Judas of Iscariot. And then it says, after he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus is recognizing, and John is telling us, that the enemies of God are together. Judas was an enemy, and Satan was with Judas. It is part of the battle which Jesus knew. And it also tells us that Jesus wasn't afraid of his enemies. He was not afraid of defeat. Here was Jesus, if you like, saying, "Bring it on. Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, some people might try and say that, oh, this is Jesus causing the enemy action, but it's not. He's just saying to Judas, "I know you've decided what you're going to do. Get on with it." He's not saying you should do this. He's saying, because you've decided to do this, on we go. So he's not taking Judas's responsibility away from him. He's just recognizing that this is the action he's chosen, and acknowledging that this is part of the plan of God, and also saying, I'm ready. Shall we get on with it? Jesus told his enemy to get on with it. And this is a recognition, I think, that Jesus knew that he was stronger than his enemies. Stronger than Judas, although he knew that Judas could cause his execution. And stronger than Satan, although he knew that Satan could cause havoc far beyond this situation. But Jesus knew he would prevail, even though it would be a very costly battle for him. He would win. Jesus triumphs over evil, and he knew that, which I think is another reason why he was able to treat his enemies so graciously. It was part of his character and part of his ability. How Jesus treated his enemies is an inspiration to us. And why he did it is a strength to us.